Carved into the woods of trendy Topanga Canyon, between West Los Angeles and the San Fernando Valley, is an outdoor theater. It was founded by actor Will Geer, best known to a generation of television viewers as the all-American grandpa on The Waltons. But in the 1950s, Geer was politically blacklisted. He began his theater as a response to that experience. Iris Mann reports.
As a young actor during the Depression, Will Geer frequently lent his talents to fundraisers and rallies for progressive causes. His wife at the time was actress and singer Herta Ware. Now 86, her memory fading, Ware still recalls the issues that drew their support.
The things that we were both involved in was the business of the unions. We wanted things to go right for people. The immigrants and farmers and people who didn't have any voice. And it turned out, because Bill was such an important human being, that we turned out to be a very good way of helping to show a lot of things about what was happening politically.
By the early 1950s, Ware and Geer had successful careers and a nice home in Santa Monica. Then Geer was called before the House Committee on Un-American Activities. He refused to cooperate and harshly criticized the panel. As a result, he was blacklisted in Hollywood. His daughter Ellen was 10 at the time.
The kids at school, they chased us. My sister was much braver than I, and we ran home, and they were throwing things at us, and Pop and Mom came outside and protected us. And then we moved to Topanga before I know it. My mother found the spot. She knew we would be safe there. And Pop had his gardens. No work but gardens.
Will Geer had a degree in botany, and he used it to feed his family.
Pop had a nursery. I had to learn all the Latin names. We all had to learn how to sell the plants. It was a gardens. It was called Geer Gardens.
Ellen Geer remembers that a few of her father's former colleagues, who weren't blacklisted, hired him as a gardener for their expensive homes.
I remember one place that we went, they wouldn't pay Papa by check because they didn't want his name on their check.
Geer says the family was very poor, yet her parents started a theater in the backyard that became a haven for blacklisted actors and others. Woody Guthrie moved into a small wooden cabin on the property. It was dubbed Woody's Shack, and it's still standing. The strain of the blacklist was too much for her parents' marriage, and they divorced. Will Geer headed for New York, where theatrical producers weren't honoring the blacklist. Ellen, her mother, and her siblings had to leave Topanga and wandered the country.
Right after we left Topanga, one of the first places we went was to Las Vegas, and we lived in the park, and we slept in our truck. Sorry. Let's not go there. Let's not go there. It was a difficult time. We went to many, many, many different places, and we lived in poverty, didn't we, Mom? And even to this day, when they start giving awards to people who went through the blacklist and say how wonderful, and how great they were to have survived or what have you, it still makes me angry. And that's just what it is.
When the blacklist was broken in the early 1960s, her father found work again in films and television. He and his wife had remained close. After he was cast in The Waltons, he gathered the family back to Topanga.
All the kids had gotten married, and we were beginning to have our children, and, we were all doing TV or film of some sorts, and we decided to have this theater, and it became a healing place for us.
By the early 1980s, the theater had blossomed into a professional repertory company with Ellen Geer as artistic director. It's called Theatricum Botanicum, the theater in the gardens. Geer says her father loved the classics, from Shakespeare to Tennessee Williams, so she tries to present those works with the aim of relating them to current issues. One of this season's productions was Lysistrata, the anti-war comedy written by Aristophanes in the 5th century B.C.
If I show you the way to end war and bring our men home safely, if after today men will make peace and never march again, will you join with me?
For that, I'll swear. I haven't seen my Jack in 6 months.
My sisters, to convince the men of our countries to make peace, we must go to war.
We have to die?
Oh, no, no, no. It's not your lives I'm asking you to give up.
War is peace? Nonsense.
No. Listen, our plan has no desire for power. I only know that blaming who did what to whom will immobilize us. We can change the course of human history, women. We will demand peace by refraining.
Refraining?
We must refrain from loving our men until all wars cease.
The Theatricum has developed a company of actors, but it's still very much a family enterprise that spans three generations. The theater that provided a safe harbor from the blacklist is now a haven from the uncertainties of a volatile profession. Melora Marshall, Gere's sister, is a member of the company.
I look around at the young people in the family, and we check each other, and we think, boy, we're glad we've got this. This is our life. This is becoming the way we make our living. And we have dignity. We have support with one another. We can raise our children together. We have babies born into the office. My sons are in all the plays.
Marshall's nephew, Ian Flanders, has managed the theater, taught in its educational programs, and performed in the productions. Though he only knows about the blacklist through stories, he understands why Theatricum Botanicum is still important.
If that pain didn't happen, if that hardship didn't happen, would the Theatricum be now? When I'm there and I see people coming in who have never been here before, and they look at the place and they say, what a wonderful place, what a wonderful show, that's what history's all about. That's why through my grandfather's pain has grown this wonderful place.
Will Gere died in 1978. His ashes are buried on the Topanga property under the Shakespeare Garden planted in his honor. For NPR News, this is Iris Mann in Los Angeles.